This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. When Alabama voters go to the polls March 3rd, they'll be voting on a constitutional amendment that changes the State Board of Education. Currently, board members are elected. If Amendment 1 is approved, the governor would appoint school board members. Perhaps the biggest cheerleader for Amendment 1 is Governor Kay Ivey. She put it this way in her State of the State address.
Is there any high school in Alabama, much less any college or university, that will continue to keep a head coach who produced teams that are consistently dead last?
Ivey used the sports analogy to point out Alabama is often near the bottom in national education rankings.
This is not the fault of our hardworking teachers, principals, or local superintendents. Folks, it all starts with the system at the top.
The top is the state school board. The amendment would turn the elected state board into one appointed by the governor. Members would be confirmed by the Senate. The new board would have to reflect the geographic, gender, and racial diversity of students enrolled in Alabama schools. They would be limited to 2 6-year terms. The state board would become the Alabama Commission on Elementary and Secondary Education. That commission would be required to adopt a new set of standards in lieu of Common Core. One of the most vocal opponents to the amendment is state school board member Jackie Ziegler. She says it's about accountability.
I am responsible for those people who put me into office. My allegiance is for the students in the state of Alabama, not to whomever put me on the board.
Ziegler is running for re-election and says if you don't like the job a board member is doing, vote him or her out. That's democracy. She adds it's unfair to educators to put so much emphasis on test scores. Plus, she says board members should have the flexibility to make decisions on state standards.
I am adamant against any kind of standards written into our Constitution.
State Republicans are divided on Amendment 1. Governor Kay Ivey, who is a Republican, is for it. In August, the Alabama Republican Party Executive Committee passed a resolution opposing the measure, saying voters should determine who is on the school board. Most states have appointed boards, but the type of board doesn't automatically mean better governance or higher test scores, according to Michael Ford. He studies education policy at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. He says each setup has trade-offs. An elected board comes with built-in legitimacy. An appointed board is insulated from electoral politics. Ford says there are bigger questions for enacting policy. For example, do board members share the same goals?
You could have 7 brilliant minds that are all appointed by the governor, but if they all disagree about what they're trying to accomplish in that room, it's going to be a mess.
Ford offers a couple things for voters to consider. First, what are the priorities of current education leaders, and is it worth potentially giving that up if the board changes? And then, what's the vision?
Does the governor have an idea of why this is going to make a positive difference? Has that been articulated?
Alabama voters will have their say March 3rd. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.